This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia is attacking Ukraine, a massive air and missile attack. Russian forces have been seen rolling into Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin is warning other nations not to interfere. Ukraine says dozens of people have been killed so far in what it calls a war targeting the country from the east, north, and south. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Air raid sirens sound in central Kyiv as big explosions were heard in the capital just before dawn. Explosions could also be heard in the towns of Kharkiv and Odessa, as world leaders decried the start of an invasion that could cause massive casualties. Fears also rang out that the invasion would topple Ukraine's democratically elected government and threaten the post-Cold War balance on the continent. Ukrainians started fleeing some cities. Lines of traffic could be seen for miles outside of Kyiv as hundreds rushed to leave the capital in fear for their lives. Mariupol residents queued at ATM machines as they rushed to leave the city. One woman who had already made it to work came onto the streets. "I'm alone at work. Where will I run? Where do I go? Tell me, please, my God." The Russian Defense Ministry said it was not targeting cities but using precision weapons and claimed that there is no threat to civilian population. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden is condemning the attack on Ukraine. He calls it unprovoked and unjustified.
President Biden says he will roll out more sanctions this morning for Russia's attack on Ukraine, but experts wonder if it will matter. In the hours before Putin announced the operation, the State Department's Ned Price warned Russia could face more economic pain.
If Putin escalates further, we will escalate further.
But Ivo Dalder, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, said Putin would just shrug.
I don't think there's a lot of people who think that that's going to work.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Travel troubles, icy weather in the south leads to treacherous driving and flight cancellations. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Freezing rain and drizzle is disrupting travel from central Texas to the Great Lakes. Roadways glazed with ice causing hundreds of accidents. FlightAware.com is reporting some 2,000 airline flights today had already been canceled, about half of them out of Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, which is American Airlines' largest hub. From the icing in the south to a forecast of heavy snow for upstate New York and parts of New England tomorrow, a winter whiplash because Wednesday's temperatures were spring-like up into the 60s and then a plunge of some 40 degrees back down below freezing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow dropped 464 points yesterday. The S&P fell 79. The Nasdaq was down 344 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.